Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
Hola, waka, chukma, all across the tundra. I'm also shouting out to the Yukon and to the coast. This is Grady Deaton. I'm at Coffee at KYUK with you, and I'm sharing all the excitement I possibly can with you. I've got my coffee on my sideboard. I hope you're ready to face the day. This morning, our own KYUK's Olivia Eberts will be interviewing Annie Mae Lee from Tundra Women's Coalition to talk about I Choose Consent Walk. This is a walk that's happening this Saturday at noon at the Cultural Center. With no further ado, here's Olivia.
Thanks, Grady. Good morning. And hi, Annie Mae. So first off, Annie Mae, can you tell us what you do at Tundra Women's Collective?
Yeah. So at the Tundra Women's Coalition, I am the Outreach and Prevention Coordinator. And that basically means that my job is to, first off, is to, like, educate and to bring awareness to the violences in the community and also really learn how resilience and a lot of different factors in the community prevent the actual perpetration or victimization of the people in our region of domestic and sexual violence. I also facilitate meetings and interviews with different agencies and entities around town, as well as with community members to inform different type of presentations needed to inform the community about resources and just different education topics, such as being trauma-informed, working with people who've experienced trauma, supporting victims of domestic or sexual violence, and things like mandated reporting. Basically, my job is really to keep the community informed of what TWC does and really to learn about the prevention and the spreading of education around these topics.
Okay, great. So to start us off, we have this I Choose Consent Walk coming up on Saturday. I'm wondering, what is, in TWC's language or in your language, how would you describe consent?
Consent, this one's a little hard because, we have a legal definition and then we have, the definition that TWC uses. And I'm going to use the definition that TWC uses. I just realized I'm talking very fast. Consent is an agreement between two people that, that they will, respect each other's boundaries, that, things like body language and verbal language when it comes to agreeing or choosing not to give consent is listened to and respected. Consent, we like to say that when you give consent for sexual intimacy or really any type of physical intimacy, what it means is that you are fully aware of the consequences or what this specific type of physical intimacy or sexual intimacy entails, so that you're aware at the time, of course, definitely is something we talk about a lot. And that means that not under the influence of any type of drugs or alcohol, that you're informed throughout the process of physical intimacy and that you give enthusiastic consent. And we like to say enthusiastic consent means that there you don't see that type of, like, hesitation, the body language or language around asking for consent that doesn't give clear and concise informed consent. Sorry. The consent isn't clear, so it's the body language and verbally.
Yeah, no, this is a really great and I think important description. So let's go back to the I Choose Consent Walk. What is it and why is it important now?
Well, right now it's Sexual Assault Awareness Month. And Sexual Assault Awareness Month is a month set aside to keep victims or survivors of sexual assault, service providers and supporters of people who have experienced sexual assault in mind. And it's really important because though the work to end sexual violence and the work to bring awareness to and inform people about sexual violence is ongoing, but during this month, it's a time to focus and really celebrate those agencies and also really show support for those who have experienced or supporting family members or friends who have experienced violence. And though we do set aside the month of April, it's really important, one, that we as a community speak out against sexual violence on this time, but also we remember that as victim services and as people who have experienced violence are very good at like supporting people in the community, we ourselves need the support of the community and the cooperation of the community to really end violence.
And is this the first year that this walk will be held?
Yes, it is actually. We started off with our Teens Acting Against Violence program, and we talked about things that we can do, whether it's like social distancing activities that we can do to really bring the community together. And they really they didn't want to do a virtual activity, or they didn't want to do any type of virtual gatherings. What they really wanted to do was to have Bethel give a physical expression of our support in ending sexual violence. And that was really important, since these times it can be really isolating, and it can be really hard to try to celebrate, more distanced. And so, sorry, this is going right into it. We're really trying our best during this walk to stay as safe as possible during these times. And that was one of the things that we really emphasized. So they wanted to do something physical, like something that we can, you know, see people and really talk and really feel like we're together as a community, but that as safely as possible. So during this event, we're going to try our best to keep distant. We're going to require masks, and we will have like hand sanitizer wipes and extra masks at the ready for people who are coming. But it was really important that we gather as a community, and that this could be a physical expression of how much we love those services, how much we support our survivors, and really how much standing together really means to us. So this is the first time, but it was really important that we do a walk.
And a walk is certainly something that's very visible to folks who maybe haven't heard about the walk or won't be attending the walk. So was that an important part about it too, to have something that's public facing and visible?
Yes. They were really enthusiastic about the fact that this is something we can show the public, and that this is something that we can really do as a community. So it was both of those elements, really.
This year has certainly seen many public walks and marches, but you're calling it a walk and not a march. Is that an important distinction?
Well, in a way, well, I feel sometimes that a march can sometimes feel, how do I say this? Sometimes it can feel like less positive. We see like marches against things a lot and throughout history, but when I say walk, it's important that, we like to emphasize that we're walking together, and that we're like walking towards a goal. And I don't think that necessarily means, marching is not, a good thing. You know, march honestly really feels really intentional, but, the reason why we're calling it a walk is simply just because of that. Really, we're walking together, and though I know we can march together, I just like to use that term myself. People can call it a march if they would like to. It's just kind of what I like to use, because I just feel that, for me, it just has a little bit more, I don't know how to explain it. Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah, I understand what you mean. I like the expression that you said, walking towards something. I haven't quite heard that before, so I'll keep that one in mind. So what I mean, you mentioned masks will be required. You guys will have hand sanitizer and wipes. What are some other things that people should plan on bringing to this walk?
Well, I mean, you know, just I like to say that, you know, we can really try for good weather, or we could really try for like perfect conditions. But well, first I would just have to say, please dress according to the weather. That's really important for these. We are going to be outside. We are not going to be meeting inside at all, simply to stay as safe as possible, and because hopefully, you know, there is going to be a lot of people. You can bring signs, or I've seen people bring like different colored flags. Just really anything you want to express your support for Sexual Assault Awareness Month. We will be providing things like posters and signs. Again, you can make your own, and we're going to be giving out things like, you know, water bottles and brochures. But it is noon, so if you want to bring, you know, any type of like water or anything, this is the middle of the day, or just things to keep yourself comfortable throughout the cold, that would be great.
And what are some of the posters that you're providing going to say? I'm so curious.
Oh, we actually were making some today. Things like, I have a choice, you know, ask first. I have rights, or I have rights, you know, things that really express just consent, and especially like clear consent. Is it clear? You know, those type of signs. We were actually having a lot of fun with it.
That sounds great. Well, I just have one quick question, and then we got to go because I guess we have a river update coming live from Grady Deaton. So just what, if we can quickly just go through, what would you say to someone who's maybe never participated in a walk or march like this, but is curious about trying it maybe for the first time?
I would say that though it's like a short amount of time to be together, and that it's, you know, it's something that we have for one day, is that really these people that are going to be there are people that are really familiar faces within the community. And there's a lot of people who are supportive and people who like work with prevention and crisis work that sometimes aren't visible. And so really having time to be there and enter your work is really important. And also that it is a time where we get to kind of come together and, you know, stand for something sorry, I lost my place. I'm trying to hurry. It's a really simple thing. You know, you go there and you kind of talk and really talk about, and have moments of silence and talk about the impact of sexual assault. And, really the important part is that we're spreading a message and, yeah, sorry if that, I don't know.
No, that was great. I think that's highly encouraging. So thank you so much, Annie Mae Lee, with the Tundra Women's Coalition. And Grady, back to you.
Thank you, ladies. And Anna Mae, you can catch her on Peace Talk on odd Wednesdays. I just don't have the promo language in front of me right this moment. But thanks to them. And I'm going to go now to... I have Dan Esai from Nikolai with an Upriver River report. Dan, go ahead. What's going on upriver? How's the water look? How's the river look? What's going on?
There's more snow this year than last year, and the ice lifted. So it would be good to prepare. There's higher than average potential for a flood downriver from us. Not so much as in Nikolai, but the people ought to be prepared, have gas prepared, and generators, if they have generators, in case of power go out, so that they could save their freezers and whatnot, and have the boats ready and tie everything down.
And the melt?
So far, it's slow. So far, the snow melt is melting slowly, but it could change real fast. It's been hot up here, and it's draining into the river slowly. I guess I'll give update when the North Fork ice go out. That's when the big ice jam happened.
Well, we'll be looking forward.
It's still,
go ahead.
It's still it's slowly opening up here in Nikolai, but it just melts away up here between here and Medford. That's a confluence of the South Fork and the North Fork River.
Well, we'll be looking forward to your further update as the conditions change upriver from us. I really appreciate you getting a call in early to us so we can start talking about the preparations for breakup. I appreciate that.
Yeah, this year I hope people listen downriver when people, Bethel Search and Rescue, say stay off the ice. They mean stay off the ice because the ice look like it's solid, but I've been around for a long time, and I know that the ice is soft. The needle ice, it's white and black. It looks like it's solid, but you could break through, especially with a four-wheeler. With snow machine, I don't think I would advise it, but even snow machine could punch through, too. So travel in Paris and make a trip plan between villages.
No doubt. Thanks
and
a lot.
Always.
Thanks a lot for your update, and we'll be looking forward to your further update. We have about no time left, so I'll have to close the show, but thanks again. That's Dan Esai from Nikolai calling in with an upriver update, and he'll be keeping us informed, as well as you should be keeping us informed, because as you'll hear in the promo coming up in just a second, I want to hear from everyone who can see, well, we want to hear from everyone who can see the river and who has information relative to how it's progressing in its transition this season, because it's a time of caution, it's a time of patience, and it's a time of excitement, because once things get going, we get into our subsistence activities for the summer. I just have one or two things left to say. Today's Thursday, so there's that listening, virtual listening session coming up 1 o'clock today, 1 to 5. That's going to be a chance for you to listen to the Intertribal Fish Commission's meeting along with the other participating parties along the Kuskokwim relative to fish and that. And then tomorrow's Friday, so get ready for Talk Line. That's exciting always. A couple cool rock shows you want to pay attention to on Fridays. Fridays from 1 to 3, you want to tune into Rick's Rock. And on 9 to midnight, you want to tune into MTV Days who is it, Isaac in the Evening, I call him? Well, Isaac or Daddy G, we call him. That leaves me just one thing left to say for this show, and that's don't forget to be awesome to each and every one of the people that you come across in your day. Or as I like to say, don't forget to be awesome to each other.
Do-do-do-down, do-be-do-down-down, breaking up is hard to do.
You know, it is upon us. I need to know what the river looks like where you are. I would like you to call me on Coffee at KYUK Friday morning. We'll be doing a call-in show Friday morning to find out what you're seeing on the Kuskokwim River. Give us a call. Tune in to Coffee at KYUK on 640 AM.
Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.